You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Appropriate way to celebrate Hay Year is with Torah and Mitzvahs, and learning Torah, and therefore Torah Seretz Yisrael is what better way to express Hakas HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what He gives us, than to learn his Torah, especially about Matana Tova, that is Eretz Yisrael, as Chazal saying in Brachas. So what I want to talk about tonight is a very simple sugya. There are at least two or three of the Makoros here you will all have seen and know, and it won't be a Chiddush. But what we're going to try to do tonight is try to understand it a little bit more deeply, present a Chakira and some Nafkaminas, and that will be the bulk of the sugya. So bear with us while we see one or two sources that you are familiar with, and then we'll get to we're going to build up to a Chakira, and that will be the thrust of this year. So just before we begin, the sugya of Yitzia Meretz Yisrael, it's a little bit, how appropriate is it for people living in Gullis, and we're not even necessarily thinking of making Aliyah in the next week or two, to talk about, forget about living in Eretz Yisrael, but the Shaila is somebody who does live there, or somebody who goes there, what do they have the right to leave? I think by virtue of us sitting here in New York, that itself is already makes us less than honest in our ability to, so we're not going to be able to be so objective in this shaila. But let's try to look at the sources, we'll see where we get. So as Gemara Gin, I think this is a good way to couch the discussion we'll have now. Gemara Gin, in Vavam and Beis, says an incredible story. When the Rabbanim in the time of the Gemara would separate one from another, they'd go back home, right? The guys go to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and after a year or two or three, they go back home. Before they go, there's a Sudas Preda. So that Sudas Preda has a long history, back to the time of the Gemara. How do they have their Sudas Preda in the time of Chazal? Ba'akko have a miftari. It specifically took place in Akko. Meaning, wherever they learned in Bnei Brak, they learned in Yerushalayim, they learned in Haifa. Did all the Sudas Predas took place in Akko? Why? We're familiar with the fact that in the time of Amoraim, there was a traveling, like the Gemara Kedushin, when it talks about should you get married first or should you learn first, and it says halahu, halan v'halahu, mechlokes Rashi Tosos, who learns where. But you see there in that Gemara that you see that there were people from Bnei Kabavil who went to learn Eretz Yisrael and vice versa. So when the people, the Americans, would go learn Eretz Yisrael, kishechozun lebateyem, they would return home, apparently. Hayuchavireyem b'nei Eretz Yisrael melav mosam ad Akko, umisham niftar mehem. So it's beautiful to see that their friends would have mamash accompany them for miles till they got to Akko, but they wouldn't leave Akko, because that would be the border of Eretz Yisrael. And look at the diuk in the next six words of Rashi. Sha'asr livnei Eretz Yisrael latzeis chutzal la'aretz. I think those six words could let us breathe with a little bit more comfort, because clearly you see from that Gemara itself, and the fact that the Bnei Chutz La'aretz are going back home, and the Gemara doesn't shrei chai v'kaim against how could they go home, doesn't say that. It just says that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael would only accompany them part of the way and stop at the border. So you see it's meduyah clearly in Rashi that the Isser in leaving Eretz Yisrael is for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So it's sort of nice. Those of us who never went to Eretz Yisrael, we don't have an Isser. And we could still scream and accuse and point fingers at all the people who are Eretz Yisrael dickers who leave Eretz Yisrael. Sort of a little bit hypocritical, but that's what you see from Rashi. I think the diuk is a good diuk. Okay. So now we know that there's an Isser for Ben Chutz La'aretz to leave Eretz Yisrael. The question is, why is there an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael? What's the Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael? So if let's look at, we're going to see, I think, at least two different pshatim. Let's start with the Gemara Bava Basra. And the important thing will not be the Gemara Bava Basra, but will be the Rashbam's pshat in the Gemara Bava Basra. So the Gemara Bava Basra, Tzadi Aleph. Ein yotze me'aretz l'chutz la'aretz, unless the prices have gone sky high. Amar Rav Shimon, not only that the prices are, there's a hyperinflation, but emasai bizman she'ein motzei likach, that you can't even if you had money, you would be able to, you wouldn't be able to buy food in the stores. You go to Russia, they tell you that in Russia, even if you have money, you go to the store, you still can't buy, I don't know what it's like now, but years ago, even if you had money, you go to the store, there's just no food products on the shelves. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, there's just no food to buy, even if you have money, then you could leave Eretz Yisrael. Says Reb Shimon, if there is food to buy, even if it's expensive, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashbam, why aren't you allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? Dr. Rashbam, four words, Shemafkia Atzmo Min HaMitzvos. This is the Shita HaRashbam. The reason you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael is one thing and one thing only, and that is because you are no longer able to be Mekayim Mitzvos Eretz Yisrael. What? He does not argue on Rashi. All Rashi in the previous sugya said, or in the previous Gemara again just said that it was Bnei Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Bnei Chutz Laretz.
Right. So, but Bnei Chutz Laretz was in Eretz Yisrael, wasn't he able to do certain mitzvahs?
Yes, he was doing the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael while he was there, but maybe he wasn't because he might not have had land. So if you're a yeshiva bacher learning in the Mir, in a dira, so there's no Arla to talk about, there's no Shemitah to talk about, there's no Peah to talk about. Well, Arla might be Chutz Laretz, I'm sorry. There's no Peah to talk about, there's no Netar Avai to talk about, there's no Meiser Trumas, etc. So maybe it doesn't talk about, but it doesn't apply to Bnei Chutz Laretz. You have to have land. And that point will come into play later on. So according to the Rashbam, the reason why you can't leave Eretz Yisrael is you can't be mafkir yourselves from mitzvahs. So you're saying like the Ramban who says by the pasuk Hatzivilach Tziyunim, the Ramban says we learn from that all the mitzvos are really just practice, that all the mitzvos that we do in Chutzlah is really just practice for the real way we'll be Mekayim is in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if that's true because that's talking about Bizman. Is that talking about Bizman Beis Hamikdash? He's talking about even nowadays.
He's talking about that we have to keep doing mitzvos even though we don't.
I think he means even in. I think it might be that even if you would do them in Eretz Yisrael, it might not be the real thing unless the Mashiach is here. I'm not sure. That's a good point. I don't think that's what it's mashma. It's not a mashma like that. Okay. Now, we're coming up to Shavuos, so let's just read one more line that has to do with Shavuos. Right? They were not only Gdoli Hador, they were leaders and sponsors. That, you know, they paid, they were big Balei Tzedakah. So you see that not only is it aser, but even if one does leave Eretz Yisrael, there's a terrible punishment that accompanies it. Now what's interesting is that the Gemara started a line before that says that if there are financial difficulties in Eretz Yisrael, there's no food to buy, then you could leave Eretz Yisrael. Presumably, Machlon and Kilyon, when they left because there was a Rav, didn't they? So there's a Rav and they left. So theoretically it should have been mutter for them to leave, presumably. I don't know the exact parameters of how much the hype of the inflation was with Machlon and Kilyon before they left. But presumably they left for good reason, and yet still they were Nanshu. So we're going to see it. The Rambam actually sees from this Gemara that even if it is mutter to leave Eretz Yisrael for whatever reason there might be, there's still a Midas Chasidus that we see from Machlon and Kilyon that you shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Yes, there's no food to buy, and you don't have any money, and you can't afford it. You know what? Midas Chasidus is still staying in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe Machlon and Kilyon and Elimelech should still have stayed there despite the fact that they had every reason to be mutter for them to leave. Fine. So we have the Shitas HaRashbam who says the reason why it's us to leave Eretz Yisrael is because you are losing out on the mitzvahs HaTlios Baretz. The next source that, of course, is part and parcel of it, any discussion of the mitzvah of Eretz, of living in Eretz Yisrael, of going to Eretz Yisrael, of Aliyah, Gemara Ksuvos Daf Kaf Yud Amud Beis, in the context of Hilchos Ksuvos and a husband forcing a wife to move with them for their desire, either in a bilateral direction, either the husband or the wife, Hakom Al Eretz Yisrael, Vein Hakom Otzien, if either the husband or the wife wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, the spouse has to join them. Now, Tosus makes an important point. Perhaps you and I all paskin like Tosus. Says Tosus, Hu omer lalos, then she has to follow. Why? Tosus says, Einonoi bizmanazeh. The mitzvah of going to Eretz Yisrael, meaning Tosus saw in this Gemara that the fact that a man could force his wife to go up, or a wife could force her husband to go up, that itself shows that there's a mitzvah to be in there to go to make aliyah. And Tosus says, that mitzvah, Einonoi bizmanazeh. Since there's a sakana to travel to Eretz Yisrael, therefore the mitzvah of Aliyah doesn't exist anymore. That's what Tosus says. Okay, so does that apply nowadays? I'll tell you a funny story. Funny stories like this. The mayor of Yerushalayim was here. I think he spoke in YU, or was here for the YU, the big YU dinner, the big fancy dinner that they have, the Hanukkah dinner. I think he was the guest speaker. And apparently he made some comment how terrified he is to be in New York. And they said, why? He said, because your homicide rate is 10 times Yerushalayim's. The homicide rate per capita, not saying the numbers, per capita homicide rate is 10 times as high in New York City as is in Yerushalayim. So it's just interesting to, okay. So is there some kind of, now let's ask, is there some kind of strachim in Eretz Yisrael? Start to think about it. Okay. Zaktos is weiter. V'hayomer Rabbeinu Chaim. Then we have a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Chaim in Tosfos says, "Da'achshav eino mitzvah l'ador be'eretz Yisrael," meaning even though in the time of whenever there was indeed a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but nowadays ki yesh kama mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, presume v'kama onshin de'ein ani yichol lizor behem v'lamod aleihem. This svara, I think we would all agree. Anybody who eats with a hechsher, and you have rabbanim who are well versed in all the halachas of mitzvot hatluyos ba'aretz, and they ensure that the food that you eat has been taken care of in the terms of trumas and maizes and arla and etervai and all that stuff, this reasoning clearly doesn't apply. So Rabbeinu Chaim's reasoning certainly doesn't apply. The first sheet tells us that it's sakanas drachim yesh ladon. Yesh ladon. How much of a sakana does it have to be to warrant that there's no mitzvah, no chiyuv to do the mitzvah in the first place? So this is the Tosfos. Can I ask you a question about say? According to Rabbeinu Chaim, we'll come back to Rabbeinu Chaim in a second. Let's present another reason why you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. We said the Rashbam told us you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because you'd be mafkir yourselves for mitzvahs. Can anyone think of another reason why you can't leave Eretz Yisrael? Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyem Doro. Exactly. If there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin and you don't put on tefillin, that's called you're mevatel mitzvah tefillin. If there's a mitzvah to do anything else you don't do, you're mevatel that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to live, move to, or live, or be, or inherit, or settle Eretz Yisrael, and you move out of Eretz Yisrael, you're clearly, actively being mevatel that mitzvah. That's not what we said until now. The Rashma says that you'll be mafkir yourself from the mitzvah satzulias baretz. The pshat that you're saying, Mr. Bloom, is the Ramban. Let's see the Ramban. This is the famous, world-famous Ramban, where he critiques the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs for the Rambam's omission of the mitzvah of moving to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam does not count as one of his taryag. And the Ramban goes to town and says, how in the world you forgot a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Ramban, Shem Savino L'Rashas Ha'aretz, etc. is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Avomrani. Look at how he speaks, and then you'll see what he says from between the lines. This great, wonderful, incredible, fantabulous mitzvah that the Chacham speaks so highly of, which is what? V'hidiras Eretz Yisrael. And they speak so highly of it, ad she'omru, she'kol hayotzi mimena v'dar b'chutz la'aretz, anybody who leaves Eretz Yisrael and lives in chutz la'aretz, should be like an Ovin Avodah Zarah, Gemara that we didn't mention, but it's a few lines above. All of these incredible things about Eretz Yisrael, one of which he just mentioned is that the fact that you're not supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael, all these emanate from where? Hakol humi mitzvahs asei hazesh etztavinu l'areshes ha'aretz l'sheves ba. Clearly, the Ramban says mefurish, from where does the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael come from? From the fact that there's a mitzvah to be in Eretz Yisrael. So Abosai, we just presented a raging machlokas rishonim. What's the issa to leave Eretz Yisrael? The Rashbam we saw on top says, because you're being mafkir yourself from mitzvah satzuyas baretz. This Ramban says, forget any mitzvah of truma and maestro and shmita, and forget the details. You should be in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to be in Eretz Yisrael, and you're not in Eretz Yisrael. That's the bitul mitzvah. The issa of leaving Eretz Yisrael is because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of being in Eretz Yisrael. It's just the black of the other side of the coin of the mitzvah of being in Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael comes from.
Even in Galus.
What do you mean, even in Galus? Even without the Beis Midrash? Yes. Correct. Correct. The Rabban holds even Bizman Hazeh, this mitzvah applies. Yes. He speaks out. See that? You can look at the Rambam inside. He'll say that clearly. So Rav Bosai, if we learn, now the Rambam's shita, the Rambam who does not lift it as tariyag to live in Eretz Yisrael. So many say he really holds that there's a mitzvah, but it's just not listed in tariyag for any of numerous reasons. Let's assume, just for argument's sake, that the Rambam actually holds there's no mitzvah in living in Eretz Yisrael. So clearly, what is he going to have to hold? Why is there still a chazal that says it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael? He's going to have to learn like the Rashbam, clearly, because no, you can't say because you're being involved in the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, if he holds there is none. Again, could be the Rambam agrees to the Ramban that there is a mitzvah. But if he would hold it, if there's a sheet that says there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, then they would have to hold that the Isra, Lotzeis me Eretz Yisrael, is because of the Rashbam svara that you're being mafkia min a mitzvah.
Why did the Ramban live in Eretz in Chutz L'Oretz? He should have gone to Eretz Yisrael.
The Ramban did go to Eretz Yisrael. He died in
many
Eretz Yisrael.
Many times he lived many years Chutz L'Oretz.
Yeah, until he got there.
But left.
So now, we spoke about one exception, and that was a financial exception. And even there we saw that it was a midas chassidus not to leave Eretz Yisrael. Even there we saw maybe if there's a hyperinflation, if there's food on the shelves, you still shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. What about other reasons? So the Gemara in Ksuvis tells a story. And it might not conclude the way you thought. Hahu gavra d'nafra lo yivama bechoza. So a fellow has a yivama, his brother dies, and his sister-in-law needs yivam. The problem is that she is in Chutz La'aretz. So for him to marry this woman who he's supposed to marry, he'd have to go to Chutz La'aretz. Hasla kameder Rabbi Chanina amalei ma'al lemechas. What does the din for lemechas mean? To go down out of Eretz Yisrael. Uliyabma amalei achiv nasa kusis v'meis. Your brother married somebody who shouldn't have married, and he died. And Baruch HaMakashar, I'm happy that he died. You should also go down to Chutz La'aretz, meaning don't go down to Chutz La'aretz even to do the mitzvah of Yibam. So what do you see about marriage? What do you see about leaving Eretz Yisrael for marriage? You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for marriage. Right? You all come in saying, oh, I know you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for certain things, right? One of them is marriage, right? Here we have a Gemara Yevamos that says, not like that. What? First of all, we don't know if he's married already. And second of all, that's a good question. I never thought of that, right? We all came in here tonight knowing, oh, you're allowed to leave to get married. Let's say you have a wife, you want to get yourself a second wife. Is that also?
So getting married is most likely not in this
one. Whoa. Oh my gosh. That's like we could give shiur for 5 hours on that. Open up a Rambam, the first line in the Koteres of Hilchas Kiddushin, he will say, Yesh Kama, whatever number of mitzvahs. One of them is the Kaddish Isha Adei Ksuva Vekiddushin, or something like that. At least Isha Adei Ksuva Vekiddushin. So, and all the other Rishon who say, like the Rash, Puruva, fine. Vaiter. But look now, we have a contrary Gemara. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah that we're about to see in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, source number 7 on the bottom of the page, talks about a Kohen who's not supposed to become Tameh. And Chazal were gozer Tumah Derabbanan on all of Chutz La'aretz. And it says if he's Kohen, a Kohen should not go to Chutz La'aretz, except if he has to interact and take a guy to court. And the courts are outside of Israel, the borders. So he's allowed to go to do what he has to do in court. Additionally, what else is the Kohen allowed to do and become Tameh and go to Chutz La'aretz? Umetame Lilmo Torah, that we also are familiar with, Velisa Isha, yeah, this is the Gemara we heard of. That you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, even if you're a Kohen, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah and to get married. So obviously it's against the previous Gemara which said that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to do Yibam for marriage. Now by the way, even here, you should just know, in terms of learning Torah, Velisa Isha, Rabbi Yehuda says, Emasai, when are you allowed to leave for Torah or for marriage? No one nowadays could taina that, oh, I have to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah. There are more yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael than are in America. So how could anyone chas v'shalom taina that I want to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah? There is Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore nowadays this logic wouldn't apply. Except if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, concludes this Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, I feel b'zman shemotzi lilmod. Even if you could, even if there are yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, you're still allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz. If you she'en adam zoch l'ulma mikol, you have to find the yeshiva that's right for you. Okay. This is the source for the halacha that you all knew coming in. that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for learning Torah, for getting married. The problem is that we have a stira. Because the previous Gemara in Avodah Zarah told us that, in Ksuvos, I'm sorry, that you're not allowed to get married to do Yibum, to get married.
Does it make a difference whether you fulfill
or not? It might. Maybe some Rishonim say that. But we don't have any sources for that right now. That would be a complicated thing. There's a lot to talk about, but we have to see what others shall say. We'll look at one answer to this question. Tosis's answer to this question, and Tosis's answer to this question will shed light on the whole sugya of our discussion tonight. Tosis is bothered by the stira in Gemara. Again, he doesn't ask the question explicitly, but it's implicitly, you'll see from his answer that this was really bothering. Tosis is bothered by how come we have a stira, whether or not we just said in this Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, that you're allowed to leave to marry, but the Gemara earlier said you're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to go out of Eretz Yisrael for Yibum, says Tosfos. When are you allowed to get married in Chutz La'aretz, perish? V'dayto lachzor le'eretz Yisrael. De'ilu ein dayto lachzor, Omar v'ksuv v'staf kuf yud aleph, baruch hamakom shaharko v'zeh yoyer da'achil la'chutz la'aretz, meaning that was the case of the Yibum. And Tosis here, you see, is answering the stira. He's saying that the case of Yibum, you know why he wasn't allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz to do Yibum? Because the plan there was to move into his brother-in-law's house, take over the estate, right? Take over his brother-in-law's lease. That would be to move there for good. So even for marriage, what do you see here? You see that, yes, there's a heter to leave Eretz Yisrael for marriage if?
If you come in back.
Exactly. But a guy thinks, oh, I'm going to leave Eretz Yisrael because I need to get married, I need to find the shidduch. Fine, go. But it's a two, you have to buy a two-way ticket. Okay, and the Gemara that says,
Well, you have to find a wife that's willing to go back with you too.
Okay, it is what it is. Now, that's the first, I think, a very important... Now, by the way, Tosos, clearly from the Dibur HaMaskil, from the fact that he's talking about Lisa Isha, even though the stira is only for Lisa Isha, you see clearly from the way he brings it as the Dibur HaMaskil, Lilmo Tor V'Lisa Isha, that the parish of Daito Laksul Arsel sounds like it's going Lilmo Torah. That even if you want to go, you want to learn in Lakewood, right? A guy wants to learn in Lakewood, learning his Lakewood is the deepest learning he could find anywhere. And it's true, I have to be honest. I was in yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, I was in Lakewood, I was in a lot of yeshivas, and it happens to be Lakewood is the most lamdisha place there is. Probably in the world. The deepest learning, I'm not saying the broadest learning, but the deepest learning is probably in Lakewood. A guy is a big ma'ayin, he likes real yeshiva shalamdis, he has to go to Lakewood, that's fine. But it's only if his plan is to go back to Eretz Yisrael afterwards. Clearly, even though he has a heter to go to Lakewood to learn, but it's only if it's aldas, Lachzor le'eretz Yisrael. Period. That's Shitas Tosos, and I don't think anyone's going to really argue on that.
How do you understand Tosos? It means if going there temporarily, the Rajvam saying, is only if it's permanent that I'm leaving Eretz Yisrael?
We never said that Tosos is arguing on the Rashbam.
So then the Rajvam would agree, temporarily I can go back because I'm going to come back.
That's going to be something that we'll discuss specifically in a few minutes, yes. That's a good deal. We're going to get there on page 3, I think. Tosfos makes two very interesting arguments now. We just discussed three things so far, three atarim. One was for financial reasons, which we said as Midas Chasidus you still shouldn't. And then marriage and learning Torah. Tosfos says something that makes sense. Davka b'hanach mitzvah shein chashuvos, right? These two mitzvahs are unique. Torah and marriage are unique because God al Torah shemevi l'dei maisa. And each of the parts is lo tola bra, aval shah mitzvahs lo. The only two mitzvahs in the world. If you can't find the Luluf and Esrog, you have no right to leave Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have money to buy tefillin, you have no right to leave Eretz Yisrael. If you need to get married to learn Torah, then you do. Aval, look at this incredibly wild she'iltos. Aval b'she'iltos to Rav Achar, mefurish, hanach dekili. You know, if you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for these kal mitzvahs, like learning Torah and marriage, Kol shekel sha'ar mitzvah shehem chashuvos. Oh my gosh. I hope, you know, if you ever looked at Rav Aaron Cutler's writings, you'll notice that somehow he connects absolutely everything to Talmud Torah. Right? You could be talking about Purim, the Yisod of Purim is Talmud Torah, the Yisod of Pesach is Talmud Torah, the Yisod of Shavuot is Talmud Torah, the Yisod of Chanukah is Talmud Torah, the Yisod of Yerodim HaChaver is Talmud Torah, the Yisod of Tefillin is Talmud Torah, the Yisod of every mitzvah in the world is Talmud Torah. If you learn Mishnah Rav Aharon, I'm not sure if he's going to bring the Shiltas. This Shiltas is saying what? Well, a Kal Mitzvah. You're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for a Kal Mitzvah, like learning Torah, like you're getting married. As Kal Shuken, you could learn for a real mitzvah, for an important mitzvah. So what in the world does this Shiltas mean, that Torah is a mitzvah Kala? My vein. And remember, this is not just a random Shiltas. This is a Shiltas that's cited in Tosfos. And presumably, he's saying that this Shiltas is a saying that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for any mitzvah in the world. Any mitzvah in the world. If you feel that you can't, I don't know how to give the details, but whatever mitzvahs there are, you need to leave Eretz Yisrael for a mitzvah, then go ahead. Now, Rabbi Rabinowitz, let's talk about what you were talking about a minute ago. This is a chesh, but I just have to think it through. I don't really have it thought through yet. According to the Rashbam, why are you allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? Why can't you leave Eretz Yisrael? Because you're going to be mafkia atzmecha min ha-mitzvahs. So you're going to lose out on mitzvahs. But if you're leaving Eretz Yisrael in order to do a mitzvah, so is there any reason to leave Eretz Yisrael? You can't leave Eretz Yisrael because you're going to not do mitzvahs, but I'm going to leaving Eretz Yisrael for a mitzvah. So it sounds like it should be okay. Meaning, what we just did is with this she'iltos, we can understand the Rashbam's shita ever so beautifully. The Rashbam said, I'm not leaving Eretz Yisrael because I'm going to miss out on mitzvahs. Well, logic would dictate that the whole reason why you're leaving Eretz Yisrael is in order to do mitzvahs that otherwise you wouldn't be able to do in Eretz Yisrael. So it's fine. Because the whole reason you can't leave is because you're going to lose that mitzvahs. Nothing special about Kedushas Ha'aretz. That was the Ramban. Kedushas Ha'aretz. Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael. The Rashbam said, forget, don't be so tzioni on me. I have mitzvahs, I can't leave Eretz Yisrael because I don't want to leave my mitzvahs. Oh, according to the Shiltos, the logic is, but if I have a mitzvah outside of Eretz Yisrael, so it makes a lot of sense. I can't leave Eretz Yisrael because I'm going to be mafkia mitzvahs. But it comes to Shiltos and says, if there's a mitzvah to do outside of Eretz Yisrael, go ahead and do it. Because the whole reason you can't leave is because you don't want to miss out on mitzvahs. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're missing out on mitzvahs. That's why you could leave Eretz Yisrael according to Shiltos to do other mitzvahs, because the whole point of being in Eretz Yisrael is for mitzvah purposes. So if you need to leave to do a mitzvah, go ahead and do your mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz. It just works out very smoothly. The Rashbam and the Shiltos work like a, they dovetail together very beautifully. Yeah. Okay. Now somebody mentioned earlier another answer to the steer in Tosis, that maybe the case of Yibum, that he was already, the reason why he couldn't go out for Yibum was because he was already Mekayim Pru Revu. So that's why, to go, and if you don't know, a person who is never married and wants to go to Chutz La'aretz to find a wife to fulfill Pru Revu, fine. And the reason why the other Gemara in Avodah Zarah said he can't go to do Yibum is because he had already fulfilled Pru Revu. So that's why there's no Pru Revu, so you don't have to go out. That's what the Beis Yosef in source number 9 gives that teretz. Fine.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Fine. Now I want to talk about, so we have here, we presented so far, and until now is the introduction, and the second half of the shiur will go through about 4 nafkaminas in the Chakira that we just asked, and I'll put together now. Is the mitzvah, is the iser of leaving Eretz Yisrael, because you're being mafkia atzmecha min ha-mitzvos, you're losing out on doing mitzvahs Eretz HaTlulis Ba'aretz, or is it because of the kedusha Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, and you're leaving that? That's the question. Now, about 4 and a half kaminas we'll go through. Number one is the following. If you look on the top of page 3, we have a Kaftor HaFerach. The Kaftor HaFerach is one of the Rishonim, lived, I don't know, like 1300s, 1400s, and he has a huge arichas about Eretz Yisrael, more than all the other Rishonim, actually. And in the context of his discussions about Eretz Yisrael, look what he says. He says, he's talking about the various different periods that Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, and where the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael applies, in which, you know, there was the Eretz Yisrael that we had in the time of you know, Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm sorry, Yeshua. There was the Eretz Yisrael we had in time of David. There were different periods of our history that we owned different parts of the Middle East. Says the Kaftar Farach. Kol Mashe Besel Gvuli Eretz Yisrael and his Karim Be'ele Maseh, whatever the borders are in Parshas Maseh, where it talks about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, Hakol L'chol HaPachos Kodesh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. L'chol HaTo'alos HaMuvukashim, whatever benefits there are to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, whatever sanctity there is to Eretz Yisrael, that is in all the borders that are described in Chumash, what the borders of Eretz Yisrael. However, that's as far as Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. U'l'inyin Chiyuv Chukaha Yesh Hefresh. But as far as the mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael, that might be different in different locations. Meaning, what happens if you have a certain area that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Let's maybe the other way. That doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but still has Chiyuv Mitzvos.
Or the opposite.
Or the opposite, 100%. So let's talk about, what?
Beit Shan?
Okay, so Beit Shan does not have the mitzvah Satulius Baretz. Yet, Beit Shan does have a mitzvah of, I'm not familiar with the Gemara, but that's what I'll take your word for it, but does have the mitzvah of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, presumably Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, are you allowed to, if you live in Beit Shan, are you allowed to leave? And I don't blame people in Beit Shan for leaving because it's boiling hot there. It's boiling hot. They do have a good falafel place, but it's boiling hot. Are you allowed to leave? So if we assume that the Isser is because you're being mafkia mitzvah satulius baretz, if you're right, and there is no mitzvah satulius baretz in Beit Shan, so you didn't lose anything. If the mitzvah is that, if that's the Rashbam. If it's like the Ramban says, the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is because of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, you have no right to leave. Okay? Now, if you want to see this spoken out very clearly, you could look at the source 12, or 11, 12, source number 12, the Mishnah Yosef. He's a contemporary Rav. I'm not sure, I don't remember what his name is. And he talks about, what about Avraham Yarden? Right? Reuven, God, and shared with Menashe, which I assume is like Syria, right? Let's assume Syria. Syria does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Syria does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Right? However, certainly Midrabanan, there are mitzvos Hatulios Ba'aretz, at least Midrabanan in Eretz Yisrael. So, nowadays, the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is anyway only for mitzvos Drabanan, because we don't have the mitzvos Doraisis of Eretz Yisrael. So all the mitzvos are Drabanan anyway. So therefore, if I'm Syrian, could I leave Syria? Or let me rephrase that. If I'm in Eretz Yisrael, could I go? We actually took a group. We have our group of students, you know, for our summer program, and we took them to, I think I took my children, up to there's an outpost all the way up, right on the border of Syria. And in the distance, 2 years ago, I was there for the summer. The war's already going for 4 years now. The Syrian war is 4 years already. 2 years ago, we were there for the summer. You could hear the booms from the bombing. And my little kids, Menachem, my own kids, you could ask them. They saw the smoke in the distance. You're on a tall mountaintop where the Israelis have bunkers that they captured from the Syrians, and they had a command post, an army post, which is not really used anymore, so you can climb up there. And you could see from this mountaintop, you see the smoke, you hear the booms from the bore. You hear the bombs. You hear them regularly, one after the other, 2 years ago. I'm assuming it's still the same now. So, are you allowed to, you know, go into Syria if you're in Eretz Yisrael Dicker? So let's think. If Eretz Yisrael, there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Syria. So according to the Ramban, you're losing out of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You're leaving Eretz Yisrael. Chas v'shalom. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. Should be aser. According to the Rashbam, who said that you're losing out the mitzvahs, well, The mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael are derabbanan, and there are many mitzvahs of mitzvahs baris that do apply in Syria, also derabbanan. So you're not missing out on the kiyum hamitzvahs. You're fulfilling the same mitzvahs derabbanan of trumas, maizes, etc. that might apply in certain areas of Eber HaYarden. Therefore, according to the Rashbam, you would be able to. Who's worried about being mafkiyum in hamitzvahs? You would be able to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Syria. Yeah.
Does the mark start the shiloh with the mark the much after the Syria?
Yes, Syria might be a bad example. Jordan might be a better example.
Fine. I don't know what Syria of the Gemara was. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm just. Yeah. So maybe we'll talk about Jordan. That might
yes.
be.
Yes.
And therefore it.
It had.
What? But how is that? That's not going to be Kedusha Sa'aretz. That's the Kaptah of Pharaoh told us. It said that it's Talia on the what it says.
That's
Kim
Shiach might be different than Kim
Shabbat
versus
okay, so either way, all these Nafkaminas. Fine. So all these Nafkaminas will. What we just are showing is that you could have a disparity between those areas that do have Kedusha Sa'aretz Yisrael and those areas that have mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you'll have to move from one to the other. Will depend on whether you hold that the Isra of Yitzias Eretz Yisrael is the Rashbam, that you're losing out the mitzvahs, or the Ramban, that you're just leaving the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's the first Nafkamina.
The Rashbam doesn't mean specifically that you're missing out mitzvahs that are dependent upon the Arab.
I think he is, but what kind of mitzvahs? Like Trumas and Maisos, and some of those apply in Jordan, Midrabana. The Ramban. The Ramban says that same. No, the Ramban puts it all together. Yeah, the Ramban puts it all together. The Kedushas are still the mitzvah of Yishuv. It's all together. Now another point, and this is a brilliant point. This is actually the Marit makes the next point. Source number 14. He says, I don't understand why there's a big deal about a woman leaving Eretz Yisrael. Why can't women leave Eretz Yisrael? If the whole point of leaving Eretz Yisrael or fulfilling mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael is for kiyum hamitzvahs, isha maya vidata b'mitzvahs elu, viber mit shmita, mit truma, mit maizers. What do women have? Women don't own any land. They're fruits. They're her husband's fruits, and therefore, what kedushas Eretz Yisrael? I'm sorry, mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael have nothing to do with women. And how in the world could the Gemara in Ksuvah say that a woman could force her husband to go up to Eretz Yisrael? I don't understand it, says the Marit. Because after all, what is she going up to do? To fulfill mitzvahs? She doesn't have any mitzvahs. It's her husband's property anyway. You could skip down to the bottom of the line. And therefore it's only the husband who has the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. Ihu, he, the man. H-E. Who do mechayev mitzvah tulis b'karkov? Lo he, not her. Why should she have the right to force her husband to go to Eretz Yisrael? She is not. Oh my gosh, did we ever think of this in our whole lives? In a billion years, I would never have said that mitzvahs hatlius baris depend if you're a man or a woman. I never realized it. Oh, but what is this Marit clearly assuming? That the whole point of being in Eretz Yisrael, or not being in Chutz Laretz, is what? Is doing mitzvahs. These mitzvahs only apply to somebody who's a landowner. Or at least a fruit owner, but if not primarily a landowner. And women weren't the landowners, because Bashakani said Kansiyashakana, specifically a married woman, as the Gemara is talking about, forcing your spouse to go to Eretz Yisrael. She's married. And if she's married, then everything's her husband. So how could she, you see for clearly from the Marit, that maybe a woman, if a woman doesn't own land anyway in Eretz Yisrael, so she could have a wonderful family and a wonderful estate with lots of trumas and maisers and leket and shechah and peya and shmita and all the mitzvahs in her karka, but it's her husband's karka. According to this lumnus of the Marit, if we assume that the issur of leaving Eretz Yisrael has to do with mitzvahs, she's not losing out the mitzvahs and going to Chutz La'aretz because they weren't her mitzvahs. They're all her husband. On the other hand, if we assume that the issur to leave Eretz Yisrael is like the Ramban, that's the Kedusha Saras, the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. A woman is equal to her husband as far as living in the Kedusha and being surrounded and enveloped by the Kedusha Saras Yisrael and fulfilling the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
So let's
that would be another Nafkamina.
Let's ask the question the opposite way. Why can't the person leave the Eretz Yisrael but keep his land and appoint a Shliach to go ahead and do all the mitzvahs for him?
That's a great question. Maybe you could do all the mitzvahs haaretz by a shliach. I don't know if any of the mitzvahs of... I don't know if there are any of them mitzvahs shebegufo. Your field has to have a payah. You have to, whoever's, your servants have to do, right? Boaz and his servants do the leket shechad, but it wasn't him. He wasn't going around picking up the scrounds of, you know, the wheat stalks. I hear. What? Yeah, 100%. 10 out of 10. 100%. Fine. Next point. Now, the next point is going to be something that you could really argue. You don't really have to take it if you don't like it. But look what the Dvar Yehoshua suggests. Again, Dvar Yehoshua is a more contemporary sefer. I don't remember who he is. Venira, an underlying line in source 15. Let's look at it together. Venira diyesh nafkamina ben hataimim lemaisa. There's a nafkamina lemaisa, whether the two reasons, the two reasons for the Isra of leaving Eretz Yisrael, b'mi, in the following scenario. B'mi sheyotza me'eretz Yisrael l'tzorach mitzvah shemutr b'shvila l'atzeis me'eretz Yisrael. A person left to get married. He had no children. He wanted to get married and learn in Lakewood. Maybe he's going to Lakewood to find a wife. Givalda. So once he's there, is he allowed to stay? If he went beheter, is he allowed to now stay? Immutul his akiv sham la'achash asa ha-mitzvah. Let's think. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah is, the reason why he can't leave is because we have rubber bands. There's a rubber band pulling us back. There's a mitzvah of being in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael demands we come back. After we finished our mitzvah, I get married, I have my children, I learned in Lakewood, now I'm going to work, and I have my kids already. So, there's no Talmud Torah, there's no Puravu, there's no Yisa Yisha, I did it already. So, you have to go back. But listen to what he's saying. Again, you could argue on the following point. But according to the Rashbam, the Isser is what? The Isser is mitzvahs. How did he say the Isser mitzvahs? Did he say the mitzvahs is not doing Truma and Maeseres? He said that by leaving, the act of leaving is an act of being mafkia yourself from mitzvahs. Did you throw off the yoke of mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael by leaving Eretz Yisrael? No, you went to get a wife. Beheter. Or you went to learn Torah, beheter. You didn't throw off the yoke of mitzvahs. Oh, but now you find yourself in New York. Now you find yourself in Las Vegas. Now you find yourself in California. Do I have to go back? I can't leave, because leaving, an act of leaving, is a mafkia of the mitzvahs of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But once I left already, I'm not being mafkia anything. You're right, I'm not fulfilling Truma Maisa, Orla Shvita, Netaravai, but I'm not throwing off the yoke right now. The issue is to throw off the yoke. But I left Beheter. Once I left Beheter, I could stay. So that's what the Dvar Yehoshua suggests, that maybe according, once somebody leaves Beheter, does he have to go back? Might depend on this point. If the whole issue to leave was because of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, you have to go back. If the Isser is being mafkia, the mitzvahs, well, you left and you were mafkia yourself because you had every right to go, maybe you don't have to go back. You don't have to put yourself back in a chiyuv. Meaning, yes, you're not allowed to be mafkir yourself from mitzvahs hatzlius baretz. That doesn't mean you have to put yourself in a chiyuv of trumas and maizus and shmita and yovel. You're just not allowed to throw it off. That's the nafkamina suggested by the Dvar Yehoshua, which I admit labeled nafkamina number 3. Once you left Beheter, can you remain outside? Now we're going to actually be Sishilte Gibor, who's much earlier than everybody else, who's much later. Says Sishilte Giborim, what happens if you want to leave just for a short time? You want to leave just for a short time. So let's think. Says Sishilte Giborim, source number 16. The Shilta Giborim sets down a big chiddush. I don't know if it's a chiddush, but what's the halacha if you... Is there any... Do you fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael if you go there for a month? Fine. Yes? Says the Shilta Giborim, going to Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Going to visit, going to stay for a little while, that's not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is moving to Eretz Yisrael. Well, if that's the case, if you go there for a short time, So, did you do Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael? No. Listen carefully now. Well, if going to Israel for a short time doesn't constitute living in Eretz Yisrael, guess what? Leaving for a short time is not called leaving Eretz Yisrael.
What about the original
Gemara Gittin? Hold on. Again, there's a subtle point there. If the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is only if I move forever, so presumably, when am I violating the mitzvah of not living in Eretz Yisrael? When I live somewhere else, when I live in Paris or New York or something. But if I just leave for a short time, if I leave Eretz Yisrael for a short time, that's not violating. In the same way, if I wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael if I go for 3 weeks. Well, if I leave Eretz Yisrael for 3 weeks, I'm not violating living in Eretz Yisrael either. They should go hand in hand. That works according to who? That goes according to, if you assume the whole issue for leaving Eretz Yisrael is because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, then fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the other side of the coin of the prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael. And if for 3 weeks that's not called living in Eretz Yisrael, then to go to the Wimbledon, if you're an Israeli tennis fan, you want to go to the Wimbledon for 3 weeks and leave Eretz Yisrael for 3 weeks, that's not called leaving in Eretz Yisrael. For me as a New Yorker living in this neighborhood, if I go to Eretz Yisrael for 3 weeks, that's not called Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So for the Eretz Yisrael ticker to come to New York and watch the Wimbledon is not called leaving Eretz Yisrael. If it's all a function of the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. Brilliant. That would be a nafkamina. That seems like the Shulta Gibor is only in assuming that the mitzvah is leaving, living. What? Yeah, well, that we could talk about. You're right. You're mechav into what I wrote in my own typing on top of page 4. Fine. Let's finish off with some contemporary poskim. Contemporary poskim, first of all, let's look at some contemporary poskim. The Rav Vosner in the Shevet HaLevi is talking about, are you allowed to go on trips leaving Eretz Yisrael? I think specifically he's talking about there going lishtatech al kivrei tzaddikim. So firstly, you should just know, the poskim use these words. Whoever said that there's a mitzvah to go be davened by kivrei tzaddikim? Like, where do you get this from? Like, I don't have any mishnayos that talk about going to daven on kivrei tzaddikim. So sometimes they respond, oh yeah, we do, by Yoshua and Kalev. Kalev went, Kalev. Kalev went to Hebron, thank you, to daven at, thank you, that's right. But some of the poskim say, like, you should leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Uman, to where else do they go? To Lezhensk or wherever else. Like, what in the world? You're leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're doing an Avera to do something that's a what? Well, what kiyum is there? I don't want to offend anybody here who wears a gantel, but the poskim do say, I think the Tehillat Shevet HaLevi mentions this. I remember seeing in some of the poskim I saw that use those words. So the Shevet HaLevi comes out with a big kula. He comes out with a very big kula. So first of all, if you go out for a short time to come back, we saw the Shulta Gibborim would be matu that, because it's a short time. But even so, if you go for no reason whatsoever, look at the third line of source number 18. Aval b'dayto lachzar. Let's go back. If you have a heter to leave Eretz Yisrael, you still have to come back. What about when you do plan on coming back? Okay, I'm going to come back. But even then, you have to have a reason to go. Aval b'dayto lachzar, in the third line, also lotzit shelo tzar klal, to stam leave Eretz Yisrael, even if you intend to come back, you come back 5 days later, you just want to leave. For no reason, not for business, not for doing mitzvahs, just you want to leave Eretz Yisrael, then that's asur. So for example, I don't know if you ever went with your family, friends, you went to a border. Now maybe it's a little harder to do, but I remember do not cross this line, this is the border. So what do all the high school kids like to do? Take a picture of themselves on the other side, right? I went over the border. So if, I mean, to do that, that's Shelo Letzorach Klal. And as cool a picture as that is, and as funny as it might be on Facebook or wherever else they're going to post it, that's Shelo Letzorach Klal. There's no gain. And if that would be the border of Eretz Yisrael, that should be an Isser Gomer, even though they're going to come back, right back in. Should be an Isser Gomer. Look at this kul he's giving us. But so if there's any kul tzorach lo gazru, there's no iser. B'tiyul al pisvara lo nekrat tzorach. If you want to just go for a tiyul, otherwise known as a vacation, then that's not called a tzorach. And go on vacation to Tveria. Go on vacation to, you know, Tel Aviv if you want. When we come, I'll come, he gives you a nice kula. When we come, I'll come. Holchem l'zman muat me'ot. You're gonna go to Switzerland for 3 days, 5 days. Liros pilei hateva shel yotzer breishes baruchu yesh makom letzadi d'lahakel. What is that? What is that, a mitzvah? What's the heter? What's that? Right? There has to be heter. There has to be. There's some. What's the heter? So it's temporary, fine. But he said even temporary is also. It must be that there's a mitzvah ktsas to be, you know, the Yushalmi, the last line, the Yushalmi Kedushin says that asad, every person is going to ask the tendin v'cheshbon al-kohanah, so on hazad, that he didn't partake of, to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world for us to enjoy and to love living. And we didn't allow ourselves the opportunity to enjoy the beautiful world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We're going to give a tendin v'cheshbon.
The Swiss Alps.
Yeah. So that's one svar l'hak of the Sheir Talevius. That means you can't just go to. So if you're going to Paris to look at nice, you know, the Mona Lisa in the Louvre, that's not pilei Hashem Yisbarach. That might not qualify as a qualified vacation. Has to be to some, you know, could be to the Grand Canyon, could be to the Swiss Alps, it could be to the, you know, to some natural wonder of sorts, or natural, some beautiful natural, you know, I don't know, Cancun, the beautiful beaches in Cancun, I don't know where, but, you know, just to go to a museum and to see, you know, Buckingham Palace and see the changing of the guard, that sounds like it wouldn't cut the requirements that the Sheir Talevi is putting forth. Okay, the next little funny typeface is quoted from Yitzchak Zilberstein, who's Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law, and look what he says. He says, this is a great cooler. This is actually the greatest cooler of the great. This is the greatest of the greatest coolers. And it's funny because Rabbi Yashiv in general is a machmir in general, but look at this great cooler. Shamati Mimari Rabbi Rabbi Yashiv Shlita Zatzal. Shayat, maybe he was post facto, he gave this aid to the people. Yeah. Somebody says, oh, I'm going to Chutzlar, so he knew he wasn't going to change their plans, but at least he told them the following. Shayat, he encouraged. He advised La'anashim sh'andu latzeis l'chutzlaretz she'yashpiyu b'chutzlaretz al chaver o yedid she'yikva mezuzah al Pesach. Basically, you're going to visit somebody in Chutzlaretz, why don't you go find your lost cousins and tell them and bring them a mezuzah and put a mezuzah up. Or get somebody she'yaniach tefillin. Or she'yaschil l'kayim machas v'mitzvah sh'arat alokim asa. Va'az, oh, look at this. Te'chashim nesiyasu, his trip will be considered l'chutzlaretz l'nesil dvar mitzvah. Oh, you just have the ability to elevate, to sublimate your trip to wherever you go, and you got to put on tefillin. Oh, that made your whole trip into a mitzvah.
Maybe something like the Rashbam. The Rashbam said, "If you're going to."
I hear that. Yeah, I assume that Rabbi Yashiv was saying this to a guy who's going anyway, and it's not like they asked him, Rabbi, should I go or should I not go? He's going. They're just getting a bracha from the rabbi, so you're going to at least do a mitzvah on your way there to get a little. You know, it's. Fine. I think it would be appropriate to end with a little bit of an emotional tug that the Sifri offers, which you know, sometimes we get very comfortable where we are in Galus and we forget about the connection and the sense of longing and yearning that we should really have for Eretz Yisrael. Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer said in the first line of the last source, Rabbi Eliezer ben Shamua, Rabbi Yochanan Hassan, Shehochlan Etzivim, Eitz Rabbi Yudah ben Maseh. Well, they're going to learn Torah. Wow, their mom is going to learn in Lakewood. V'yigil Etzidon, they get to Etzidon, they get to the border city. V'zachras Eretz Yisrael. Now, are they allowed to leave? Yes, they're allowed to leave. Is it motive for them to leave? Yes, it is. But they realize that they're leaving Eretz Yisrael when they do that. Zakvu Einehem, V'zalgu Demosehem. They started pouring bitter treren. They did kriya v'kara b'gdehem v'kara mikra zev yorashto sav yashavte ba'artzam on a shkula yeshivas eretz Yisrael. Remember, they're going to learn now. Shkula yeshivas eretz Yisrael can call mitzvah shebat Torah. And what did they do after that? They turned around and went back home. We should be zochet to have wherever we are in the world, we should be zochet to have that desire, that longing, that yearning.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.